Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the Soul Nigerian Podcast.
Yes, sir.
And today we have an interesting guest with you. We have come here to inspire young women. So we brought Nigeria's first professional firstborn daughter, Hawa. Clap.
Celeb.
She's not only professional.
Why
first,
I know.
She's not only professional first daughter. She's still content writer, script writer, photographer, digital marketing specialist, advertising.
She didn't even show. You're not a photographer.
She's here on my CV.
Storyteller. Don't worry. We've done our research. We've done our research.
Thank you, sir.
That's why we are here to ask you why you did attack last month. You're in the middle of two today. So we have ganged up against you. I'm here to advocate for your
brother. You don't like me.
I go like you. You're a last born. Do you know that? Just the concept of last born just means that you just came to this life to enjoy.
No.
Like they gave birth to people to just work for you.
Yeah, no, that's why they gave birth to you, to help last borns.
Don't you like it?
I don't.
There's a reason.
No, don't you like it? God has blessed you, so you are supposed to bless the rest of us. Now.
Bless which rest? Everybody should collect their blessing by themselves. It's not the same everywhere I came from that you came from.
The tap.
There's a reason they gave birth to you first.
You, especially
to help,
you.
To help people that come after.
Especially you. Please.
So, you don't like being the firstborn daughter.
I don't. What do you mean? I've been saying. What do you think I've been saying? It's not the thing.
No.
I don't like the being the first daughter.
You like it, do you understand?
The thing is, secretly, you want to be a last born.
Hey, now jealousy. No, you don't
understand. You don't understand. It's not even secretly. I want, but it's just that I no fit. That's the point. And you last ones, you come into the room with such audacity.
I understand. But I'm not like
such
them.
Such audacity.
I'm not like them.
Bro, it's obvious that first this question is, are you a last born?
Exactly. Actually, that's why I was... They look like last born. You be last born. Ah, gosh. Last born.
So no, but I don't like the last born PR, Richard. Like, you guys always give us bad PR.
Ah,
like
gosh.
Because we try our best. Don't
even know which one is worse, the men or the... Because I currently, my last one is a boy. So I can't even imagine how it must be if the last one is a girl. Ha!
No worries, blissful. Life is sweet being the last one. But before we go on, make sure you are subscribed on YouTube, on Spotify. Make sure you listen and comment. Drop your two cents. And as we all know, Awa is here as the Nigerian first professional firstborn daughter to inspire younger women. As you know, as so Nigerian, we always come with every razzle dazzle.
I mean, all
we are in great.
We're in the presence of greatness.
We're in the presence of greatness.
It's because the gods know that you are worshiping. That's why you're stammering.
We are honored to have.
Why not to be here?
Our climbed 7 mountains, 8 seas to get here today.
That one is true. that one is correct.
If Muhammad cannot go to the mountain.
Ah,
the mountain will come tomorrow.
My village people tried to stop it. I say no.
No, you have to be. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. But yeah, before we go on, we had an episode on how we, you know, Nigerian politician kids, you know, Nepo babies, how we are misjudged.
SDP.
And can I leave my
You know when you say PDP party people, what's the people's slogan? SDP.
SDP for the people.
God, SDP.
Can I leave my father's political party alone?
No, I'm just so what's your view? Nigerian.
See,
election is coming now. It's supposed to start. You know,
no.
For people like them, Tinubu, Peter Obi, they can start election today and they will win.
No.
People like your daddy now, they can't start election 4 years before. They have to start their campaign.
We are going big or go. Next presidency, we'll be like Tinubu and Shehi Tinubu.
So.
Well, like, if your daddy wins, I'll drive you like mad. I'm going to be at the forefront.
Please don't drag him.
I say, that's if I know him now.
No, you
have my campaign. You write storytelling for my popsy.
Your script. Campaign manager.
You write my father's script. Do you understand?
Before you start thinking, I'll let people know your father's party first. Before you start dreaming about it.
You guys, thanks to Spotify Studios. You're live on Spotify Studios, by the way. So, like, somebody said, I like the point that Isaac made where he asked, would you be corrupt? Would you be a corrupt politician like your father or a good one? The children inevitably be corrupt because they were enjoying their parents' corruption.
Yeah, and they want
if
to
they decide to become good politicians, they will not be enjoying the luxuries they had from their corrupt parents. Awa, I have a question for you.
Mm.
If your daddy was a corrupt politician,
mm,
would you be a corrupt or a good politician as well?
No, there's no this thing now. if my father was a corrupt politician and I they see the money they enter, they enter, they enter.
You go continue his legacy.
How I go? how I go do the right thing?
Yes, I don't talk to them.
No, you don't understand. It's almost like you have to denounce that life. You have to say, oh, daddy, I'm not in support. I'm not in support of what you're doing. What will daddy do? Daddy will cut you off.
If your dad does something bad, do you tell him that, oh, daddy, no, I don't like what you're doing?
If my dad does something bad,
yeah.
You think my dad will sit me down and say, so yes, what is your opinion? Who cares? He's giving me food, giving me shelter. Let me open my mouth. I will sleep outside.
So how are you going to tell him that?
No, but that's the thing. There are like I just said, if I open my mouth, I'm going to sleep outside. There are consequences now. Mm-hmm. If you tell your father that, oh, you're a corrupt politician, he will tell you, oh, you think I'm corrupt. Okay, fine. That penthouse you're living in, I'm not paying
I'm cutting
it.
You off.
I'm cutting you off.
No more trust.
So, that's when you cannot come out and say, oh, my father cut me off because I was against his values and all of that. Then you will not become one of us. But if you don't want to become one of us, you still want to live in your penthouse.
If you're in that position, you want to become one of us.
No, you don't understand.
Answer the question.
Don't ask me that kind of stupid question. But at least I'm not one of them. I'm in the trenches. So now I can talk. That's my point is that if you're a rich kid, you're a Nepo baby, you're a politician's kid, enjoy your life. Enjoy your money and be silent about it. You can't eat your cake and have it. Yeah. You can't want to ride with us and then you are driving a Porsche tomorrow. No, you have to pick one. Either you come to the trenches with us or you stay where you are and you don't say a thing. And obviously, like, nobody chooses what they, like, the families that they are born into.
Like me now, like.
You didn't choose to be in SDP.
I didn't choose.
You should not be talking.
If he's now in APC, we'll
be doing podcast now.
We'll not be.
It's so Canadian podcast.
The way I came late for this podcast, all your soldiers, they would have first beaten me my entire time.
The first time helicopters come and pick you.
Don't worry. No, 2030, my dad and I are coming together. Double package.
Trisha, is the right age for Nigerian presidency by then?
Maybe my papa is
70-something.
70-80.
If I don't be president, if I don't be that right.
Oh, God, please don't kill me.
Well, yeah, moving on. Someone also said, in addition to what Awa said, actually, nice episode. I think politicians' kids need to develop a sense of social responsibility, start a foundation, NGO, and invest in a sector. Not everyone can be an entrepreneur or content creator. But with the wealth some of them have, they must invest back into the society visibly. Please, not expensive restaurants and clubs. That one that almost average Nigerians can't afford. Why are you not starting that? The politicians kid?
Yeah, let me not boast. That NGO thing that the person said, they're actually politicians kids that start NGOs and they use those NGOs to claim money. So everything has a covert operation.
Even if you are doing it with good intentions and everything, I will still drag you. I will still drag you because it's my money you are giving back to me. You are telling me, I collected 15 million. Eh?
Do you hate them? You are angry.
No.
Is there any problem?
Bro, I said.
Is it with your
audio? It's with you.
Mudaro, why did you tell me? It's video. Damn it. Do you understand? Apologies to all you.
I said NGO politician kids started NGO. They're collecting politics money.
It's like you're collecting the money from me. You're telling me, I'm giving you back. Or say thank you.
Do you get?
Come on. If you want to start,
I'll give you something.
If you want to start all those kind of stuff, don't start it in your name. There's some things that
anonymously.
Don't take credit for certain things.
Yeah.
You have the money, start it. So okay, this foundation, blah blah blah. But how many of them actually start stuff like that? People are really greedy. I can't say who I would be if I were in that situation because I'm also human. I like money like mad.
You want bone.
Right? You get it. I want to. Who does not want to wake up in Dubai tomorrow? You are in another part of the world. You have an island that you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
People go to you get away from who does not like that life, but it's just that you know deep down that this money belongs to another person. I say I want to start.
So it's actually even really ironic because what these NGOs, what they do is they basically cover up for what the government is not providing. Do you understand? So use the money as the government to provide those things rather than put it on NGO and then provide those things. It doesn't make any sense.
You're just going round and round.
It's funny.
Sorry, and in addition, Enigmatic Bombshell says, when I was living with my dad, I never hesitated to go against him anytime he does something shady. I remember he once had an altercation with a fellow motorist on our way somewhere. I didn't join him to talk to that person. In fact, I told him his own driving was rough. How you get mine, though? And you know how Africans that behave? He now gave me a dirty slap. But I was happy I said the right thing. Okay. The children of the politicians are culpable as their parents. If them no call their parents to order, what do you guys think about that?
First of all, of course your dad is going to give you a death slap. Because your dad is the one driving you. He's probably driving him somewhere.
His own car.
You cannot now support me. You are not telling me that what I did is wrong. Me that I born you. My friend, I'll give you a... This politician argument is so funny because if I'll now go and tell my dad, oh, I don't like what you're doing. And my dad is now say, okay, because my daughter say she don't I will stop stealing money. Of course, they cannot. I don't think you can only say, oh, daddy, this thing you're doing, you know, it's bad, blah, blah, blah. But before you know what's happening, you're on family vacation in Bahamas, you've forgotten about it.
Don't worry. Fair enough. So moving on, I want to even ask you, like, what's your thought on open relationships?
Thank you very much for that question.
Ah, hey, this is the way you cross.
She came prepared.
I even ruined my shoe.
She came prepared.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You must be a bastard. You must be a bastard. Because
what's not to like about open relationships?
You know when someone when. Except if you people met and you people already know that, oh, this kind of people that we are, right? Yeah. So from the start, it's already even open, you know. You have multiple partners, blah, blah, blah. But if we are together in a close relationship, as in the door is tight, shut tight, somebody now comes and says, well, I think we should open, you know, for more spice, we should open up the relationship. That person that wants more spicy, it's not because it's not progressive. It's not because when he started with the relationship closed, he don't know that part. He now say, okay, let's open the relationship. When the relationship, they not open it.
But relationships evolve.
Okay. I'm not even arguing with you. It's evolved.
Why is it not going, like, why are we not progressing together? Why is it that you won't now...
You have to open the relationship.
Open the relationship and regress.
Exactly. And I feel like it's always one person that just wants to explore that, says, let's open the relationship. The other person is just like, okay, fine. Because I really love this person, I will try it so that, you know, just to make our relationship. But then, when things now start to happen, the person that did not want to open is not getting more offers. Things are now popping for that person. You are not getting, you know... You know, your phone is going bing, 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 bing. And the person that wanted it open is looking
like, I don't have customer now. Nobody's texting me.
What's going on? Nobody's texting me. Now say we should close it. We're lying. We are not closing it. You know when you open the door and you hold it with something so that breeze not mistakenly close it. We are never closing that relationship again.
I was seeing our customers. Seeing our customers like seeing our new, business.
She's seeing our offers. Like seeing our job. You see boss for it.
Peter's Victoria said, open relationship, I think it is the better and is the best because I can't go into a relationship that will tell this is what I need and what I need and you can't do it. Besides, as a man, I can't be with one woman. I will tell you, it's not only you. I have others because if I lie to you that I don't have other ones, I will feel uncomfortable in that relationship. Peter, I see your point, Peter.
I mean, that's his point. Someone that's saying not
to these are Nigerians and this thing. So, like, it's normalizing. We need to progress and evolve with the society.
Hey, why is the progression of open relationship?
Because there are so many aspects of relationship now. People do open relationship and it works for them now.
Where is the progression that some of us are going abroad, we are doing vacation together?
These are different ways of making the relationship better.
Well, that person that say progress, he has not progressed in his life.
You don't want your life.
He don't have job.
In this economy, you also become three bodies because of open relationship.
There's an understanding. Everything's all about understanding.
Don't worry. But once I'm popping, better not close that relationship. Leave it open. Let's open everything. Rubbish.
Don't worry. And it's easy to say no until when you're actually in that position of when your boyfriend or your husband starts suggesting.
I know I asked you this question in the relationship. In the episode. You say it here again.
Yeah.
If your partner should come and meet you and say, let's open this relationship. What will you
Yes, that's true. She says, you know what? I want to see other people.
No.
What's the first thing that will come to your mind? First things first.
First thing that will come to my mind. Yeah. What am I doing wrong?
Exactly. So is that progressive?
No. Obviously, like...
That night, the way we... it would be hard at it.
Your guys would all deal up like this.
Manifesto. Let me show you what I can do.
I'm dead. But me, yo, I personally, like, I'm for open relationship, but I will not do open relationship personally, but I understand it. Do you understand?
And you know, the thing is that it's not even open relationship, as let's open our relationship to more opportunities. It's coitus.
No. Like, in Lekki now, I had in Lekki, I'm not ahead of anywhere else. So. That different forms, you know, like there's this one where they call couple orgies, you know, like all those are like different things that people are using to spice the relationship.
The orgy, what are they using the orgies to get job?
They are
using to get contracts.
It's networking events. It's networking
events. Guys, see orgies, they're networking events. I don't want.
Yeah.
Once we finish, wear suits. Nice to meet you. Really love what you did back then.
What do you do again?
Oh, wow. Yes, my card.
All these people are doing in flesh. I mean,
you look nice in a suit and out of a suit as well.
Thank you.
Oh, nice. All right now. Just I beg. I'll ask you to do it.
No, please. I beg. No, even.
I'm just always wondering, like, every time just seeing your content, seeing your videos, because I remember on Twitter, I remember you're more so like, you know, a script writer, you know, more into writing. And then what made you actually transition into like doing videos? And how was it like, you know, was it like leaving your comfort zone?
Yes. Know? Oh my God. It was actually like leaving my comfort zone. Mm. But I was like, can you pay, Sha? I was like, I'm not going to be writing. But the reason I started out with writing was because it's my, like I said, it's my comfort zone. Mm. I love to write. I've always loved to write. Growing up, I used to have books of stories. I used to draw as well. So I'll draw comics. Write a whole story.
I didn't put that one on. You also draw as well.
Well, yes. My dad's an artist. So but I didn't nurture the stuff. I didn't nurture the talent. But I used to like to draw as well. So I'll draw, like I'll fill whole books with. Mm. In fact, there was even one point in primary school, they had to take away my drawing book because I would be drawing when they were teaching. But I've always loved stories. So it was a no-brainer that I just started to write stories on Twitter, even on Instagram as well. Yeah. I just used to support them with memes and all of that. And the first day I tried to do video, 2017, I opened my camera. I'm like, where's the backup?
How many takes did you do? I just saw
myself on camera. I said, what is this?
Well,
I said, no, it's not.
Were there people that you were watching and you're like, oh, I can do this?
So, if you notice the kind of content that I do now, I don't, because all the people that I used to see doing video content, mm-hmm. they had characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for my content, I don't have characters. It's just me. Which can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Mm.
But I don't have characters. So when I was seeing other people, I'll be like, oh, this is really nice. I'd love to do this, but I can't become a character that is not me. I think people are very talented when they jump from one character to the other. I find it so fascinating. But I was just like, this is not me. Mm. This is not... Maybe at some point, it could be me. But right now, it's not what I... So I just started telling the stories that I love to write. And I think one of my first videos... was one where I was talking about going to the pharmacy to buy... medication because I had cramps and all that. So it was just me telling my story, but just sprinkling it with a little fiction and all of that because it really happened to me. Yeah. So I thought, okay, this is nice. It's nice to talk to the camera, but it was really difficult for me to transition from writing to starting to do videos.
Even us as podcast, it was a lot for us to actually decide, okay, I want to actually transition to do video. as really? I have like two pictures on my Instagram. I even like my face out there. Like, so it was a lot, but we just...
Yeah, I actually even know, I don't go back to watch videos. Really? I don't. I go back to watch audio, but like...
So as creatives, you know, like, actually like you as a writer, you really enjoyed writing. I actually enjoyed being behind the scene, but you know, obviously you have to take the steps to like probably expand your creativity and all. And something in addition to your story, or like just looking at everything that you have done and your creative self, was the elephant in the room of like being a young Nigerian Muslim, and you're very much embedded into your culture, but still have that southwestern feel to it. And to be honest, I personally do not really know too much like Muslim women that actually like, you know, about the Western creative space, you know. So like, how was it like for you, just like, you know, have people asked you, oh, are you sure? Do you understand? Have people asked you, oh, remove the hijab? All those kind of questions, like.
Yes. So there are a lot of questions in that one question. But starting with the scarf that I use on my head. Yes. Yeah. So because I was behind the scenes for a while, nobody really knew what I looked like and all of that. And then when I started to do my videos, I still have one DM from someone last week that was like, oh, I think you should remove your scarf. Like, why are you still wearing your scarf? You know, you are beyond this, you know, you're beyond religious ideologies, blah blah. Osha Koyimbo, my dear, please, this is not even what's doing me right now. You know, this is not even, even if you even want to advise me, at least use things that I can't even understand. Yeah. First of all, your advice is rubbish. I don't even know the English that you are writing. You know. So yes, definitely I have people like that. But I try to, for my content, I try to take it so far away from religion. Yeah, sometimes of course the fact that I'm a Muslim woman, I grew up a Muslim woman, means that yes, it will seep into my content. Yeah. But I don't create religious content, and I do that for a reason, because I like to respect religions, not just my religion, but religions as a whole. So I try not to do that. And as for doing it as a young Muslim girl, yes, definitely. Like, do you know how many content videos I've sent to my father that look at your daughter?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Like family members?
Yeah. No, I don't know who is sending them, but they'll just send it to my father. Serious? But my dad's a very chill guy. So as long as you don't disgrace him outside. Like, cause he's an allergy. But he's a yuppie boy as well. As long as you don't disgrace him outside, you don't say the wrong things, you don't, you know, there's no scandal out there. You know, my father is pretty cool with the stuff that I'm doing, but I got one DM especially on Twitter where one girl was like, oh, I'm really glad that you're doing this for us Muslim girls, because growing up they were always like, oh, you know what, you should be demure, you should be mindful, you know. And my content is the opposite of demure. I'm not demure, I'm not mindful, you know. So I'm just trying to show people out there that you can just be yourself. You can just be yourself.
And I like the way, in addition to you saying you can't have a special character, you have to be yourself. So it's your character that you're using to show. And it's very inspiring, even to me as I'm not a young Muslim.
but as a creative.
As a creative as a whole, do you understand that, you know?
I was going to say, like, sorry, the part where you talked about transitioning to visual content, as a writer, I mean, you're already popping at that time.
That reminds me, you're a writer.
Yeah, but I don't do like stories and all that now. But yeah, I'm a writer too. You got comfortable in there. So transitioning, I'm talking in that sort of, you know, there's a reason why your face was behind the scene when you were writing.
Yeah.
So how did you not find that comfort in, okay, like was it difficult for you to say, oh, I'm transitioning to visual and all that? Because I know that time on Twitter, like, everybody was like, oh, who is this face behind? Like, everybody wants to see it. So, like, how easy was it for you to say, oh, now people want to see my face? Like, was it very difficult?
Okay, so it was not difficult. I think it was just, I just felt like I had reached a stage where I'd maxed out everything I could do with my face behind the camera. And also, they always, you know how aspire people will say, oh, get out of your comfort zone. I hate that thing so much. But it was such a real life example for me, because I was popping before I came out with my face, but it was almost like another, it was on another level when I started doing videos, when I started talking to people. Also, people like to see other people talk to them. So it was scary at first because I was just like, ah, I don't know. And you know, there are so many great content creators out there, you know, we know these are big cameras, they are everything, you know, production, serious production. You know, and here I am with my phone and my tripod. And I'm just like, ah, hello, my name is Awa. I've come to join you people.
How were the reactions the first time you came up with your face?
I think I remember on Twitter. I remember I used to follow you when you used to like just write with the memes and all of that stuff. And I think the first video you probably even posted on Twitter, I think you had a very good reception and it blew. I think so.
Yes, because at that point, I think the reason why it blew is because people were very...
You didn't even have... Your face was never in your AVI then.
Yes, no, I was completely anonymous. Mm. But it blew because... Okay, so this person has been doing this thing for so long. Behind the scenes. Now we get to see what the face is like. But it also has to do with consistency. It's not every video I put out that people like...
Yeah.
So people have dragged me. They drag me every time, you know. Yeah. Me too, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm prepared, really. Like, yes, you drag me, I will do another one tomorrow. We are in this thing together until one of us gets out. Until somebody, you know. So I'm just always, yes. But I think that the reason that it did well was because I'd already been doing a lot of work behind the camera.
Yeah.
So when I came out, it was like, oh, okay, this is the person that is doing all of this.
Nonsense. Okay, so like, just in addition, yeah, in maintaining your religious virtues and you know, also being like a young Muslim woman, I'm taking you back to that. Like, I feel like your dad was actually very supportive because he said something about your dad, you know, people sending videos and all of that stuff, and he just told you, Awa, Mark Obamio,
know
your family name and all of that stuff. So obviously, like, there's so many people that even pastors' kids, you know, that. There's some situations where I'm not true, but when I'm pastor, this guy. There's so many situations where like you obviously have to know that you can't do some certain things because of upbringing, family upbringing, your family name, and your religious virtues. So I just want to like know how supportive your dad and your family were throughout, like, you know, all of that stuff.
No, my father is not an okay man. No. Like, you know, yes, but the thing is that I think I even got my personality from my father because. My father would be calling me to tell me, oh, you know what? This is one content idea I have.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Bro, that's cool, man.
My father would be telling me, oh, this content idea, I think. Because my father is such a... It's almost like my father was the loudest person in the room. Not really the loudest person, but he made people laugh. I saw him making his friends laugh. Oh, okay. I wanted to be that person that would make my friends laugh as well.
So your dad your biggest inspiration?
So I... You know, I'm just realizing I think so. I just realized that I think so. One time, my father was like, you know what? But it's just that, of course, my father is not not a young person anymore. So he doesn't know what kind of stories fly. So my dad would like, my dad will call me like, oh, I have this content idea. You should do it. And I'm just like, whoa. Because you just know, because it's just the deadest story. But you just want... You're just so happy that someone is supporting your nonsense because I'm really doing nonsense. Because one time my father called me and he's like, oh, wow, I have this story when I was younger. Because my father grew up in Mushin. Yeah, they actually gave birth to me in Mushin as well. So, my father was like, oh, one time I was selling newspaper, you know, and there was this girl I liked, you know, and they had a dog in their house. So, you know, a dog was chasing me and I'm just like, oh my God, this cool story is so... Where am I going to start?
I'm actually following the story. I'm actually feeling the story.
I stopped listening. I zoned out. I just zoned out because I'm just like...
I was daddy call us. We have screens for that story.
We'll give you airtime. Come and talk on it.
Oh my God, my dad. But I just love the fact that he's so supportive. Also, I'm not a typical. So when I studied, because when I was in school for my master's, I think I lived with like three guys in the same.
I don't play with that.
I'm not Leonard.
You're an inspiration.
Nigeria's first professional first born
daughter. Stop
it.
Stop it.
You're my
inspiration. Stop it.
Okay, I'm going to do masters because of you.
Stop it. Stop it. So my dad is very, very, like, he trusts me enough to know that I won't disgrace him. I won't disappoint him. I won't drag our family name through the mud. So even when I say stuff on Twitter and people are dragging me, I never talk about, my family, all of that. Because even when I talk about my dad, it's just a funny thing. Like, one time I tweeted that I was studying at night.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, like, I thought I was going to fail. So I called my dad. And I'm just like, Daddy, I can't read anymore, you know. And blah, blah, blah. I can't do it anymore. And my father was like, just stand up. Go to the mall.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, my dad.
Aww.
Oh, you know, so I went to the mall. You know, he told me pick out a dress. So I picked it out. Yes, I picked out the dress. And he's like, oh, how much is it? And so I told him the price. Let's just pick a random figure. Let's say 15K.
Yeah.
I told him, oh, that is 15K. And he's like, so now, if you fail your exam, you will not be able to buy that dress. Now put it back and go back.
You didn't buy it.
Which buy why what dress after it's paying school fees.
Well, your dad is like, you know.
So
I was doing at the video last time. Now don't go.
I'm dead.
So my dad supports me. He knows that. So we have a relationship that we know, okay, I know he won't embarrass me, so the guy.
Nobody fall anybody else.
Exactly, we don't fall us. Yeah. So, yeah, but he's very supportive. He's like really supportive.
Just in addition to that, obviously it's evident that your dad is very supportive. It's obvious that you have supportive friends and, you know, a good support system with you. But what if there's a younger person listening to this podcast now and their parents are not just very supportive, you know, towards their passions and their dreams, you know? Especially like being potentially, maybe there's a young Muslim girl also listening to this podcast and just like saying, look how supportive our dad is. Like, she understand. You're not just grace of God.
Not just grace. Not just grace. God. I can't tell you that you should not do what your parents want. But I think that there is a point that you get to where you start to make your own decisions for yourself. I started out this content thing really late. These young people, they are up and popping. Up and grateful. I know if you do one. I do up and grateful. I won't die.
It's never too late. That's one thing. About. It's never too late for your dreams.
Your back will break.
When I wake up in the morning, I have back pain. I don't know. I've never understood what back pain was. I experience it now. So, like, I just feel like there's some level that you get to. Like, you can't be in school now and say you don't want to go to school anymore. You want to start singing. You know, you want to start doing music.
But that's his passion. And
that's your passion. But, you know, you have to see things to a certain point. Except if you can drop out of that school and hustle yourself by yourself. Because I finished everything I was doing. That's why I said I started this content in really late, right? So, by the time that I wanted to go full time with content, I told my father, I'm quitting my tech job. My father's like, why? I've never seen this kind of. Yes, I was working in tech.
Oh, wow.
And my father was like, why? Please, Awa, please. You're the first one. you can't be unemployed. You know, he was just like, Awa, you can't quit your job.
First.
You can't quit your job.
When last born, our last born day.
When there's last born.
All three last ones in day for
Scoofy's day.
I'm not saying you can't quit your job.
You pay 370K hospital bills.
So almost. So, but I knew at that point that, okay, you know what? And I was still living with my parents again.
Mm.
But I knew at that point that, okay, I don't really, not really enjoying this job. Yeah. You know, I want to do something different. So I'd gotten to that point I'd gotten to that point where I could tell them that even if they were not supportive at that point, I was an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was my decision. I could, you know, if content had not worked out, it's me that was starved. It's not them that was starved. Right? So
you have to make it work.
Exactly. So
but
I had
you still
to
run
make
back
it.
To them, no?
Exactly. Yeah, I was run back to them, but it's what they give me now. Because I quit my job. So to anybody out there that, you know, you don't have support and all of that, I think you need to definitely do what you believe is good for you, what you believe you are truly interested in.
Mm.
But you also have to know that it's hard out there and you have to do it on your own. And if you are not at the point where you can stand by yourself, it might be better off for you to wait a little bit so that by the time you have the money to stand on your own, you'll be able to do what you want to do. But regardless, but when you get to the point where you have the money to do what you want to do, and they're still not supporting you, better can't do. It's your life.
So it just reminds me of the dilemma that somebody sent to our email. It was so long, that I'm just going to give you a summary. Summary is that it's currently like 400 level or 500 level, studying quantity surveyor. and he does music on the side. He's a producer. And I think one summer, he got like a big break, did for some Abuja record label. I think they even signed him. He said he even tattooed the record label. Just like, it felt like the world was at his feet at this point. Do you understand? So I think they didn't upload the music, or they didn't, you know, end up all of that stuff. And now, like, but he's still going hard at it. Do you understand? Like, even had, he even mentioned that I featured on Jiggy's album.
Oh, yeah.
I had one little. Yeah. And I'm an artist.
Yes, so an artist.
I did also. But yeah, he told me that when he listened, that, you know, it was just kind of like an inspiration for him to like continue doing everything he wants to do. But like, where he's just scared is how to communicate to his parents that, okay, well, mommy, daddy, I don't really want to do this quantity survey your thing. But like, I'll really communicate in that aspect, and he's just scared that his parents will be as supportive to his dreams of like actually making music. And he knows that it's good. He knows that of the quality of his job. So like, how you go help a person? Because it's addition to yours of about your parents.
Oh, that one was fictional. This one is real life. And that's consists of your work. The way they used to carry all those their equipment, the boy is probably like, I need to be out of here. Ah, but we have to ask, why didn't they upload this music? It's not that.
It's producer now, maybe the artist.
So okay, people, and they let him tattoo their artist.
I know where she's getting to.
But
your advice. So they do all more.
Oh, more.
Better give him advice. We go well.
You want to listen to his music first?
You know what? Use this to send us your music.
Send us your music before I tell you. Maybe you should just stay in that context of every measuring land.
But let me say something real quick. I think that he's in 500 level. I think he's already at the last.
Yeah, I don't think he should just
finish up. Do you understand? Finish up.
Our one was late because there are a lot of 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds.
Oh, I'm sure this is like
you can do music production at any time in your life.
There's or just fail.
Ah, you waste your parents' school fees now.
Did I graduate or did I not graduate? Did I finish or did I not finish? It's just a matter of what I finish with. I finished now. Fail. Let me tell you something. If you believe in your music, fail. So you know that, okay.
In the music.
Because if you not fail, you are a two-time failure.
Please don't listen.
Then
you'll be a nothing in your life.
You are a failure.
Please don't listen to them.
No. Fail. Trust me, because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If it fails in quantity survey, survey, if it fails there, you know, he will take the music seriously, right? If he now fails in the music, you'll know that, you need to patch
it. You don't do.
But, you know, I just feel like, if you are not going to do anything with the quantity survey, what are you now going to do? What have I used my degree to do? Does anybody know whether I failed or I passed?
This guy cannot fist end up a bank.
What did you do? Which course did you study?
I better you better say.
Which course did you study? I'm Larry Taylor. I've been a quantity survey.
That geophysics.
I even have hope. Oh, yeah, that's shit podcast.
You don't get yours unless you go teach.
In this Nigeria.
The school where you teach for NYC, you go just continue.
What's it called again?
Geophysics. How old did you study?
My God. How old did you study?
I studied this thing. I first studied journalism and communication, and then I went for marketing.
Quantity surveyor. As somebody that did geophysics, I don't say our course, I don't say our course, it day different, it day unique.
Land, man. You carry one thing like camera, they go measure the land.
The boy don't tire.
You don't tire for shoulder too much.
He said,
I don't do it again.
How many square meters? Fuck this shit.
My God. Please, if you are studying quantity surveyor, geophysics, any weird course, please don't allow our one Isaac put you down.
No.
But in reality, in Nigeria.
It's just it's the point. The point is, he does not want to study that. He does not measure square feet again.
Yeah.
He said, I want to produce songs. So look, and the thing is that you will probably not even fail at it, because if you now fail, you know what's worse than an upcoming musician? He failed to communicate. People not see you and say, okay, it's not another boy that failed. So he will take it seriously. He will not fail at it.
Please, I want to give you a contrary opinion to advice. I want to use our story. Our finished our degree. Finished everything first too, before you try content. You should be serious with school.
You don't have to do master's. Just finish your BSc first.
Our finished master's first.
And you want to listen to her.
Say she'll fail. Please don't listen to her.
You know music. There's a lot of money in music.
Yes, no.
There's money in quantities of it. You go measure.
Why you know? Why you know go measure? There is money in it, but compared to the money that is in music, money is in musical.
Yeah.
I just don't want to talk about that. My cousin that went into music.
Then what happened to just it? Just tell us.
They will actually really text my daddy. No, but to be honest, like, you just have to take a chance on what you believe in. Sometimes you have to really take a chance. But you finish said, you're school in 500 first.
Level. Yeah, last one, just
yeah, finish just up, finish. Man. You know, just finish. And when I say fail, I don't mean like flunk out, obviously, but just finish, yeah. Right? Because even if he finishes the first class, he's not interested.
Yeah,
right? It's better to finish the first class, man. Yes,
boy, no. That is telling you 500 level. That's so if
the music
fails, first class is coming out.
If the music fails, you have a higher chance.
You go back on.
If you go for a scholarship, go do your. Because in Nigeria, what do you want to do?
If podcast fail, I will go back my job.
Be serious now, Damiari. Be serious. What just finished to say?
Oh, I don't even forget.
You're not serious. But yeah, I was going to ask you how. You mentioned you grew up in Mushin.
Yes.
Did that affect those your stories?
Like
that
you mad.
Tell? So those stories were like, I won't say real, but like they mad. Had elements of truth in them.
Like mad. Like mad. If you look closely at my neck, you'll see a scar. If you look closely at my neck,
I see.
You see a scar.
Emotion. Don't scare me. Be serious.
I'm just
Wait, are you actually serious?
Can you see the scar? You cannot see the scar.
I'm seeing the scar. I think the best
mark. Is it so, Gangs of Lagos?
Best mark. Are you boy in repair? This guy is best. No, I'm just saying. But basically, what I'm just trying to say is that yes, the story. It's even very. It heavily influences my content as a whole. Because I was born in Mushi. I grew up in Mushi.
Yeah.
I lived in a family house. Face me, I face you.
Mm-hmm.
So many families. Just stuff is just going down at different points. So it was a really, really chaotic childhood. And I loved every bit of it. Of course, my parents
shaped you for who you are now.
Exactly. And I loved, I loved it so much.
Mm.
I loved some trenches can be sweet though.
Yes,
can be really sweet. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing the trenches.
Stop it now!
No.
Do you want to tell him the color that brought
it? Don't do the right fictional story for you. You know, you give us fiction. Nigeria's first professional firstborn daughter.
My people,
we look up to you. You know,
that brought me, I negotiated like mad. They will just cancel my. Do you know how you drive cancel my?
This is not the Rolls Royce that brought you. Why are you doing that?
She's lying. No, Prado. Prado
everywhere.
You see, they are not giving you different lying. Cars. That's how you know they are lying. Liars on this podcast.
Is it in drive Rolls Royce?
Please go Prado.
Well, yeah, like obviously shaped you how you grew up, and you know, growing up in Mushi and all of that stuff. It takes me back to this question of. There's so many people now that like they use their circumstances to, you know, become who they are. So like, do you feel like some of these your stories or the way you grew up actually like affects, you know, you just had to make it in the content writing space and it just helped you with content as well. Do you understand? Do you think that how you grew up actually helped you?
help me with my content.
Helped you with your content and helped you just shape your work ethics.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, definitely. Well. Definitely. Gosh, I've worked so much in this life, but I've experienced not having stuff. Mm. Even though my parents really tried to provide for us, and they did provide for us, yeah. but it's just that you can tell when there's not enough money for something, and you can tell when. You know how they'll tell you that Nigerian parents, they are not making more than 50K, but that school, you go to that school, they'll find a way to put you in that maybe private school or something. So yes, definitely. I don't come from having a lot.
Yeah.
But I will definitely say that I've also experienced some sort of privilege. Mm. I will not be shy to say that. But I've also experienced hunger. So it has helped me realize that I don't have anybody but God and myself.
Mm.
So every time I'm working, I'm like on the road, I'm editing, I'm working. And I also know that
when she came here, she was talking about editing videos. Like, she was literally like working as she was coming.
Yeah, because because also you have some opportunities, you can't waste it.
Mm.
The opportunity that I have now is that I've been doing this for such a long time, and people have actually started to say, okay, let's listen to this girl. What does she have to say?
We've been going on since like 2015, 2014 on Twitter.
Yes. So I've been, I've been on Twitter for a long time, but I just popped on Twitter, I think, during the
lockdown,
all of that. So, yes. So, but I know that this is an opportunity and I don't want to waste it. So yes, I'm always really like, okay, what can we do? I don't waste it too much. I don't want to. I'm coming from a really bad place. You don't want to go back there.
there's something I want to ask. There's something I always like to ask influencers and celebs and all that. Like, you're a celeb now. What difference is it?
Don't worry.
At what point did you know, like, okay, I'm gone. Like,
I don't blue.
Like,
see, fuck.
Like, was it that one morning you just woke up and you just saw something? They don't see me for
bullshit again. Like, fuck.
It's up from here.
I'm international.
No, I don't think I've experienced that yet. So, I'm not even joking.
So you've not had any milestone. Is it mentality? Is this motivational speaker?
No. I'm not even trying to do motivational speaker. I just think that because people see that, you have these many followers. And I'm very grateful for the followers. I'm very grateful for the community I have. But they will say, you have this many followers, so you must be really popping. Like, you have blown. But you haven't. Like, you actually haven't. Like, I'll be going out of my estate to buy pepper. And someone will be like, where are you going? Why are you walking on the road? I don't have a car. I'm walking. Like, the Mara that takes me from my estate gates to my house is like 500 now. I'll say, no, I walk. Right? And it's not because I don't have that 500 now. Obviously, I have 500 to enter Mara. But I like walking. But I'm just saying that I've not really... Like, there are some points you get to, you'll be like, if you're asking, what point did you get to that you're like, okay, I'm starting to get recognized. I think this content, people are starting to listen to me.
Yeah.
It's probably when I got the my Future Awards, Future Africa Awards prize. But that was when I was like, okay, this is validation. But if you ask me, at one point, did you think, you are blown? I'm not blown, my dear. If I blow, you will know. I'm not wearing much. If I blow, no, you know. I'm just grateful for the platform that I have and the community that I've built over time.
I think this also just makes me see your mentality as somebody that, you know, feel like the world is still there for you to conquer. And I admire it a lot. And I say, like I said at the beginning, you're an inspiration for we last ones. But yeah, like, it just shows your mentality, because obviously at the level that, you know, if some people pray for your level, you understand? your level is goal and ambition.
And when they get there, they'll realize, they will feel it as well. Yeah. They will know that you have not started.
See food for thought, word for wisdom from
our... You don't want to be motivational speaker, but that's what you've done.
So, obviously, like, one thing that I've known about your content is that you don't like relationship people at all. I don't know why. I don't know what you have against relationship people. But we're yet to actually ask you, what's your problem with relationship people? Why?
Have you broken your heart before?
It's
heartbreak.
It's heartbreak.
I will not even lie. It's heartbreak. So every time I see those people, I'm like,
tears.
It's like, I love love though. I love love, but it's just that Nigerians.
What did you do during outbreak? What did you do during your outbreak?
During my outbreak,
yes.
Created content like a bastard.
Now motivator.
Now motivate bastard motivation. I created content.
But was it like were you creating content to be like I'll be in this guy's face by phone by phone?
No, not even that. I'll be in this. I just it's all, you know. No, it's not even. It's just me feeling sorry for myself. You know, there are some kind of like they should call you now. That oh, I saw your ex in Monaco. Why? I'm still a gigi. You know, but it's just I think that whatever happens to you, you can just find something out of it and tell your story. And that's what. So whenever things happen to me, if I get my heart broken, if I get into a new relationship, anything that happens to me, really,
you celebrate with working.
Yes, I celebrate with working. Let the money enter my account. If I'm decent, if I'm down, at least let me have money. Do you get
facts? What? Food for thoughts.
Yes. You have to always be chasing the bag.
So food for thought to invent our. So our just on this relationship talk, if you found out your partner has a burner account and didn't add you, how would you feel?
Yeah, definitely. You know what's worse? When I asked your burner account to drag me. That's even worse.
Or when they're dragging you, your burner account retweets it.
It's not liking. It's a like when you get yourself. No, if you have a burner account, for you to have a burner account and no admin, then there must be something you're hiding. And I'll just
we tell you that my wife was the vex with
today. No, but you know what? If you have a burner account, you're using it to let out frustration.
Yeah.
I sort of understand that. What's your frustration about you?
But you feel bad, like, why can't this person talk to me about his issues?
Yeah.
No.
Are you serious?
No, I have your time because have you opened
burner account and just you know talked about your partner like have you and not add your partner?
No, I have a burner account, but it's not for me to talk about my partner. Mm.
Sometimes with frustration.
I don't even know.
What do you think about people that have burner accounts to be ranting about their partners?
Ah, better just leave the relationship. Why are you in that? Why are you in bondage?
Let me cast myself for a bit. So in one of my first relationships, I had a burner account. Guy, Instagram is so stupid. They know it's my burner account, suggested for you. My babe now saw it. And the RV for the DC. Then another babe did it.
No.
Guy.
No, that's terrible. I hope no she left you.
No.
She left you
at me. No, but we're already going through a tough time. So
now why are you getting burner account?
Instagram, right there. As we're going to Instagram, I'll show that. Suggested for you. You don't see, my boyfriend with this.
That's crazy.
Bro, I hear on Twitter like people using burner accounts to be retweeting their babe slander. They are dragging your babe, they're using your burner account to retweet.
You feel who quotes it.
You know what? You're such a coward. Because she must be showing you shaking and be like, switch.
Let me go and talk about my wife. Let me actually say what's going on.
To be fair,
I'm actually not surprised people do that because on a normal day, like there are men that don't like to go straight home from work. They just go to one bar and gossip their wives to their friends while they're drinking.
Me, I'm in support of just leaving the marriage, the relationship. Just leave for your peace of mind. Like, why are you like?
But there's some tough times. Like, maybe you just need space, individuality.
That's why I said that I will not be angry if you are going there to like rant and all of that because sometimes you need your space.
Yeah.
But if it's that you are using that account to retweet my drag, they so all drag me like this girl. She not to if Ola of Lagos enter her head, she don't say see space. You not retweet her. No, we're gonna have a problem. Someone will say, "Ah, this girl not too bright." You retweet it. Then, your girlfriend not bright.
If you find out your boyfriend will do something, what will you do?
I will leave.
You leave. Is that a red flag for you?
Yes, it's a red flag, of course. Because you hate me.
Facts. Yeah, facts.
You
facts.
Actually so, hate me. Not even look. Well, maybe let's even say low key because you are hiding. But you hate me. It will come to a point where you don't want to hide. Or you forget yourself and forget that you're not on your burner account anymore.
Mm.
Or you forget. No, you hate me if I annoy you that much. Just leave. Just leave me. Just leave me. I will send boys after you, yes. You'll call it a little bit in yes. Just, you know, exit the relationship.
Have you ever been in a relationship where, like, you just get tired of your partner. Like, but obviously, like, you love them, but obviously, like, you just frustration and you just get tired at
I'm
that
such
moment.
A lover girl. Aww. I never get that's my problem. Once I'm in a relationship, that's why it hits
that's
me.
That's why the
heartbreak hits. I hate it about myself. I'm such a lover. Don't shake me. Not be you open God account. Hey, I wanted to be on the wrong team for a minute, but no, I'm such a lover girl. When I'm with someone, I don't see any other person. That's why the breakup used to hit me.
Aww. Maybe try seeing other people next time so they won't break up. They won't break up.
Try open relationship. Just try open
relationship.
Back to the beginning.
Try open relationship.
Open it a little bit.
Try open relationship.
Yeah, but back to you though. What's something that you find difficult in being you or in being a content creator?
So one thing I find difficult about being a content creator is the fact that you are living your life in front of people and you make mistakes. And unfortunately, people are not kind to people that put their lives out there, that are creating content. Like, nobody...
People are always out to get you.
People are always out to get you. Because there's no way you say you are creating content, you will not do something wrong at some point. You definitely speak out of turn. No, there are people that don't have sense. They always say anything to get them the clout, they will say it. But once in a while, we all make mistakes. But unfortunately, as a content creator, once you say something, people just pile on you, all of that. You have to develop such a thick skin. So I think that's one part that, you know, I'm finding difficult. That's why I'm always very careful, especially as a Muslim as well.
Exactly.
So I'm always very careful with religion, tribe, all of this conversation. The only thing I will never shift on is feminism. I will never shift on that. But that's what I find difficult about.
Yeah, people like saying no matter what you do, you're always going to have haters, man. Do you understand? So just live your life, and like you can't live out of character. You be a wow.
The funny thing is that
you're actually your videos. I can't even like.
You're the same person. It's actually really interesting.
And it just means I've actually met like content influencers, celebrities that like it's just obvious that they always put a persona on their social media. Like they're different people. Yeah. Some of them can be for a better, some of them can be for worse. But it's just obvious that people put on character, put on a mask, a facade when they're like outside on social media. And I don't know how they do this, man. Like it's tough. And like you said, you can't act in different characters.
Easier being yourself. The only problem is, like she said, like a lot of people are going to be watching and
criticizing
you. Yeah, but it's actually good.
So thank you so much for coming on this episode. And
thank you so much. For
as the last one, you've inspired me so
much.
Every time you say last one, my chest tights.
Our account number is in your account.
And your brothers are too.
As your younger brothers.
I was last born. Bila today.
I shall watch this. Just take
if text. You ever see a lot from me, just hold yourself. Like, that's my kidney. Because that's the only way. But thank you so much, guys. This has actually been fun.
Definitely.
We hope to have you again.
come your dad, the newspaper story. Honestly, you guys are listening. Go to our comment and beg her for her dad's newspaper and his babe with the newspaper. Beg for that story, please. That story has potential. I don't know how I want to know this.
It might be your dad's breaking into
please, content. Please bring our phone. Let's call that. Let's tell the story.
It might be his own breaking into content creation.
Plot twist. Our dad is the real brains. My dad is the real brains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, right, guys.
Thank you so much. Subscribe, follow us, like, read. Tell your brother, tell your sister. Shout out to Spotify Studios.
Shout out to Spotify.
Yes. We'll be expecting your own podcast on storytelling. The idea came here first. So when you see it.
Yes.
One final question. I'm so sorry. Do you have, going forward, like, you know, you moved from writing then visual. Like, is there any other, are there plans for any other thing?
Yeah, so I want to definitely do more script writing, film, also. Yeah. Like YouTube videos. Like, I just have a lot of things that I would like to do. And what's the, I don't have husband, I don't have child. Yeah. Might as well just experiment with everything. Yeah. And I have a community.
You also do like a YouTube movie type.
So no, I don't know if movies.
On Netflix, you also write for Netflix straight up.
Do you get the bag?
Give me Rolu.
Okay. Get the bag. You know, the bag that you hang like this. Be like,
your bag will pay you.
You know, amen. We deserve to live lives.
When God go do them and just give me a roll.
You go
do your SDG. Yes, man, go do no SDG. I mean, like SDP.
You know, I leave my political partner. when we become president, don't worry, we'll ban all of you.
Boundaries. I go be your PA now.
I'm first ban, first bonds.
Your sister, you know, your sister, no, they're
thank you so much.
Yeah.
See you guys next week.
Bye, guys.